Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I will push the button and punch up my first and only guest of my little two-hour gathering here. Patriots, another easy win today against the Jets. They get out to 3-0, but there was a whole week that led up to the game with one Antonio Brown and the way that the Patriots handled it and continue to just be able to swap in pieces year in, year out, and it doesn't seem to affect them overly much. Give credit where credit is due. Jim McBride from the Boston Globe, we'll see how much credit he's going to give to the Patriots or we'll question him. He hops aboard with us here on CBS Sports Radio. Jim, Jody Mack here. How are you, bud?
I'm great, Jody. Thanks for having me tonight.
Our pleasure. Did Antonio Brown make any friends in the matter of days that he was a member of the New England Patriots?
You know, it was tough to tell because, we only saw him in the locker room once this week and really the 11 days that we were there. So there wasn't that, ability to see him interacting with his teammates in the locker room like we see on a daily basis. So I'm sure he had some friends before he got here. And made some new ones, but where he was here for such a short period of time, I just don't think that him coming in and then leaving so quickly is going to affect this team or this locker room at all. So I know there were reports out there that some guys were upset that he got cut, but this team will just keep on ticking without him.
Agreed. No, they will not admit it on the record, but do you think they regret doing what they did?
Probably in hindsight they probably do, but I think they saw an opportunity to better the team and to add to an already potent offense. And I think looking down the road at some of the teams they're going to have to face, that there's going to be some teams they need to outscore, and I think that was one of the reasons, the motivation for going out and getting them. And had they known about all this baggage, probably not, but I think that now that it's, I shouldn't say it's over because I thought it was over on Saturday and the whole new tweet storm started up this morning. So I think that this team is probably anxious to get it past them this episode.
Understood. Know that Julian Edelman went out with an injury today. They said afterwards X-rays negative. Don't know if you've got any further information. How much time is Edelman going to miss, if any?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's a great sign that the X-rays were negative. Julian's a really tough guy. It was kind of an awkward, tackle, and the lineman fell on him. So, those ribs can be tender, whether they're broken or just bruised. It still can be a lingering injury. So, if that's anything that's bothering him, the Patriots generally err on the side of caution when it comes to injuries. They don't really like to push guys. So, I think if he's uncomfortable during the week, maybe he could miss a week, but he could come in tomorrow and be fine. So it'll be kind of a wait-and-see approach. But I think that the fact that he had the X-rays and they were negative, that's a good sign because that means there's no break in there.
How long is N'Keal Harry, their first-round draft pick out of Arizona, out of ASU, going to be out? I'm pretty sure they put him on IR, so it's a minimum of 8 games, but I think he's registered to potentially return. Is there any update on his condition? Because I still think he could be a key contributor for him before the year is out.
Yeah, I absolutely think that's true, too. And, we see N'Keal as around the team and every day in the locker room. He looks healthy. I would say that he's probably going to be, on track to come back after that 8 weeks is up. And, he has to stay out that amount of time to be when you're on IR, in-season IR. But I think he's going to come back and as soon as he can, and he'll probably be a factor at some point in this season. Gives him a kind of a boost for the end of the season.
How much do you think it bothered Belichick that he felt the need to put Brady back into the game today after they had blown up the lead and it looked like it was all over, but for the final score, that he said, uh-oh, I can't let this one slip away. I better get Brady back in there.
No, I think it was more of a teachable moment for Stidham to say, you know, look, if you're sloppy with the ball, this is what's going to happen. So I think it was more of a, you know, look, you know, the number one, you know, ball security is the number one thing with this team. So if you're going to be careless with the ball or you're going to make throws like that, you're not going to get those snaps. So I think it was, I don't think they were in any doubt that they thought they might lose the lead or let the Jets get back in the game. I think it was more or less that kind of teachable moment with a rookie.
Okay. I'm not sure if I agree with you on that one because you're putting Brady back in there. And, you know, when you do that, things happen. And I know Tom has played for two decades and he had just the 1 year where he missed the entire season with the injury. But we're watching quarterbacks drop like flies around the league. You put Brady back into that game and someone rolls up on his ankle and you have to say afterwards, well, we needed a teachable moment for Jared Stidham. Not that Belichick would ever admit to that, but I'm sorry, you put him back into the game. You are running a risk, are you not?
Yeah, you absolutely. There's no doubt about it. But, it's football. It's a risk on every single play. So, you know, yeah, people might question why bring him back at that point. But, you know, Tom generally plays the whole game no matter what the score is. So wasn't a big surprise to us that cover this team on a daily basis that Tom would go back in there.
Fair enough. James White missed today's game. Family thing. Only going to be a one-week thing. Should be back next week.
Yeah, his wife had a baby today, had a baby boy, so he was with his wife, and he'll be back and ready to go against Buffalo on Sunday.
All right, and we end up talking about the offense more than anything else because it is Tom Brady, because it was Antonio Brown. But, oh, by the way, the Patriots have not given up a defensive touchdown yet this year. Oh, by the way, they didn't give one up in the Super Bowl last year, so they're on a four-game streak without giving up a defensive touchdown, which is unheard of in this pass-happy, high-scoring league that we're now in the National Football League. Who are we not giving enough credit to with the Patriot defense being as good as it is?
You know, I think the guy that I would point to is safety Devin McCourty, one of the most underrated players in this league, a guy that's been in this system for 10 years. He's such a great communicator, and even though he plays in the back end, he's very versatile, and he plays near the box, too. He's just, him and Hightower have been veterans on this club, and they just do a great job of setting the pieces and getting guys, matched up in the right spots. Their communication level is out of this world. They're always, you know, there's always a helmet tap or a motion where they're getting guys, matched up perfectly. And then I think of the infusion of Jamie Collins coming back, you know, really tremendous athlete, tremendous versatility, can rush the passer, can drop into coverage, can set the edge. And he's been flying around since the day he signed his contract in the spring. He's been, like a new man. And I think that, those three guys have really been a huge boost to this defense this year. That, yeah, you have to go back to the AFC Championship game for the last time someone scored a touchdown on this defense.
I know his stats haven't shown much in the first three games, but you study it more than I do, break down the film. I thought one of the few mistakes the Eagles made during this offseason was when they decided not to retain Michael Bennett. I thought he had a heck of a year for him last year. They decided to go another direction, traded him to the Patriots for a late-round draft pick. I thought that he was a good fit with them. I figured he'd be a real good fit with New England as well. Hasn't put up mega numbers yet, but how has he fit in that defense?
Yeah, well, he had a sack against the Dolphins last weekend, another sack today. I think that the Patriots, because of their depth in the front seven, they've been able to rest him and not have to have him out there on every single snap. And I think you see him rejuvenated. And I agree with you. I thought he was a good fit in Philadelphia, too. I think that was financial more than anything why they traded him. But I think that the depth on the front seven with the Patriots is allowing them to just kind of rotate guys in and out. So I don't think anyone's going to end up at the end of the year with tremendously splashy numbers just because they all share the wealth in this defense. So, you might not have the household names, but you have 11 guys that know what they're doing and really can get the job done, as we've seen these first 3 weeks.
All right, and I'm sure you know these numbers, heard these numbers after the game ended up. It was kind of a historic win for the Patriots because they got their 116th win over the course of the decade. They surpassed the Colts of the 2002-2009 era with 115 wins. They now have 116. Chances are they're going to add to that during these last 13 games of the season. Brady got the most ever wins for a starting position player or past George Blanda for second place. He's only got to get by his buddy Adam Vinatieri, who, yes, is considered a starter, to get that record as well. Do you feel obligated to touch on these things, or is it just because they basically set a new record every time they do something? They take a deep breath. They set a new NFL record with what Belichick and Brady have done during their era. Do people celebrate this in New England, or is it just happenstance, common occurrence?
People like it. People like to know about it. You know, it's funny. You're at the games, and you listen to the press box, and there's like you say, there is an announcement, it seems like, every series about, you know, Tom has passed. You know, today he threw his 524th pass, so now he's second all time by himself. He had been in a tie with Drew Brees, and you know, there's milestones like that that happen, you know, a couple of times a game with these guys. So it's, you know, it's kind of old hat, but people do value it, and they do like to hear about it. So we always put a roundup in our notebook of the different, you know, milestones that they reach.
Little showcase game next week. The Bills have gotten off to a really nice start at 3-0. Brady has had his fair share of success against the Bills over the years as well, but you got to go into Buffalo. Probably rather play them early in the season than late in the season. How key a game do you think it is next week as two undefeated teams face off?
Well, I haven't watched a ton of the Bills yet, but what I've seen, that defense is for real. You know, I think they can really get after the quarterback. They can get after the ball. So I think it's going to be a defensive battle. I still think, you know, you got to give the edge to the Patriots because their offense is just, you know, really in mid-season form here in week three. So, but I think it's a challenge, you know, and they haven't had a real challenge out of the gate. So this is going to be a challenge. It's on the road. You know, they were 3-5 on the road last year, the Patriots, and that was a big point of emphasis in camp this year that, you know, Coach Belichick constantly harped on these guys that they didn't have a good, you know, road record. So I think, you know, they were very happy to get out of Miami and get a win down there after the disaster that happened last year when they lost on the last play. So now I think they'll go back on the road, and you know, it's going to be a point of emphasis again that they have to maintain that concentration and that level of play on the road despite the distractions in the crowd.
Jim, good stuff. Appreciate you coming on, giving us a couple minutes of insights. We'll touch base down the road. Thanks for tonight.
You bet, Jody. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.